Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from deep in the heart of Texas, literally in the geographical dead center of the great state, blasting out across this wonderful land, formerly land of the free, home of the brave. We're trying to resurrect that and across the wonderful planet. I want to say hi to everybody listening across the globe and all the ships at sea. Final segment with Larry Pratt, and it has blasted past us. The NRA, again, is supporting draconian legislation. The average gun owner is neutralized, thinking that they are their friends when they are the fathers of gun control, victim disarmament in this country. Again, which people believe is the exact opposite of reality. Larry Pratt, head of Gunners of America, who were begging people to join and help or at least get their free email alerts and lobby and call yourself and help. Tell folks about these horrible new attacks on the Second Amendment we face.
Well, the Veterans Disarmament Bill is our rename of the improvement on the National Criminal Information Center system. And it does a lot more than just hit veterans, but the reason we picked on that was because they're already being abused in the system. They don't await passage of this law to be further included, although more veterans will get thrown into it. But
that's right. Clinton dumped tens of thousands of vets' names who had crooked toenails into it.
Exactly right. And from everything we can tell, it was enough to have a PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis, and you were toast. And these are people that have had careers, raised families, have concealed carry permits, which means the government couldn't find anything on them. They were able to prove themselves not guilty, if you will. And now we're going to reward them for having put their lives on the line and say, well, you can't have a gun anymore. That is just crazy.
But there's more cops who've got ADHD or anything, or it's over for them.
Well, cops get PTSD many times. Usually people that have been in a combat situation, be it in the military or police, frequently experience flashbacks and different kinds of disorder. Well, they deal with it and they get over it. I know people in my church that have suffered from PTSD, and they're the just great people, and they've never hurt anybody that didn't need hurting anyway. They were in the military. But, you know, it's not the kind of thing that warrants even talking about them being put into jeopardy. Instead of talking about more gun control, we ought to be talking about getting rid of the victim zones that have been created by the gun-free school zones. That's the nonsense.
Larry Pratt, where is this evil bill? You were telling me last week it's very close to passage.
It whipped through the House. It almost whipped through the Senate, and happily, Senator Tom Coburn jumped into the gap, and he has set up a series of parliamentary stratagems and put them up with a bunch of amendments that has the other side for the moment. They can't figure out how to get around what he's
done.
Well,
Larry, I appreciate all your time. I want to get you back up to do more of the history of the treacherous, treasonous NRA. I want to get you back up to educate, but also talk about strategies to craft bills that will reverse gun control.
Absolutely.
And put them on the defensive. Gunowners.org. Go there, sign up for the free email legislative alerts. The NRA will not warn you. They will tell you gun control is good. They'll tell you they're fighting gun control as they support victim disarmament and enslavement. If the Second Amendment falls, it all falls. Gunowners.org. And for heaven's sakes, they need money to start a YouTube channel and a weekly TV report and some other things. Become a member. I mean, go get a $20 a year membership or get a lifetime membership. And give them that number again, Larry.
The phone number is 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-88-6 and then GUNS, or just go to gunowners.org.
Absolutely so. 888-88-6-GUNS, 888-88-6-GUNS, or gunowners.org. And we've all got this beaten down attitude like we can't win. That's because we have a Trojan horse, the NRA. And I'm going to be writing an article up with Paul Watson, Steve Watson, in the next week or so, detailing this whole interview with documents and quotes and links. And I hope everybody gets it out to folks, because it's time to admit the problem. It's the NRA, not the members, the leadership. Larry Pratt, we salute you for your defense of this country.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on, Alex.
God bless you, sir, for your great research. We'll be right back.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I promised to play some excerpts of Ron Paul in the debate last night. He was given when we've done this repeatedly, he was given the shortest amount of time of any of the candidates. They let Mitt Romney and others go on for, they let Fred Thompson go on for 15 minutes. Ron Paul got 4.5 minutes. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Ron Paul. Then we're going to get into some of the economic news that has been coming out in the last few days. The dollar continues its slide, and there's discussion by central bank heads of it going down another 15% by next year. I mean, this is pull your hair out crazy, and we still can't get the general public to understand what this means. So I'm going to get into that, and then we've got a top-level expert on international law and torture coming on the broadcast as well, Francis Boyle. So stay with us. Here is Ron Paul last night.
On Middle East oil. Probably not, but that should not be a reason. That's an old theory. It's mercantilistic. It's neocolonialism that you have to maintain your supply routes and your natural resources. But I think there's still a lot of those kind of people around, and they believe, you know, we were told it was about oil and jobs when it first started in 1990, and this is just a continuation of that war. Indeed, this war is a mistake. It was a mistake to go in. It's very costly, and it has a lot of economic ramifications. ramifications. We're going broke. We have this huge deficit. We're spending nearly $1 trillion with maintaining our empire overseas, and that's a cost. Right now, we own foreigners $2.7 trillion. No wonder they have money to come back in here and buy stuff up, and then we object. But that has to do with our monetary system as well as our foreign policy. So if we want prosperity, we have to change our foreign policy. We have to live within our means, but we can't maintain a reserve currency where all our greatest export today are paper dollars. We create money out of thin air, and they still accept it as if it was backed by gold. And that is the reason all this money goes overseas, and at the same time, we finance all this military activity overseas. It's bankrupting this country. And not only that, it's a threat to our personal liberties here, and it's going to be a threat to our economy, because we are beginning to live beneath our means. And that is a natural consequence of what happens when you live beyond your means. So we must change our policy both overseas and domestically.
Do you believe that, Senator Brownback, that we would Congress to attack strategic targets in Iran, nuclear facilities?
Absolutely. This idea of going and talking to attorneys totally baffles me. Why don't we just open up the Constitution and read it? You're not allowed to go to war without a declaration of war. Now, as far as fleeting enemies go, yes, if there's an imminent attack on us, we've never had that happen in 220 years. The thought that the Iranians could pose an imminent attack on the United States is preposterous. There's no way. This is just war propaganda, continual war propaganda, preparing this nation to go to war and spread this war not only in Iraq but into Iran unconstitutionally. It is a road to disaster for us as a nation. It's a road to our financial disaster if we don't read the Constitution once in a while.
Around the horn, Congressman, and moral values. But polls also show that voters look now, at least, to the Democrats to handle the economy. How are you going to win back their confidence in order? Congressman Paul.
Well, first, we have to have a sound economy, and we don't. We're overtaxed. We're overregulating. We work with a currency that is non-functional. And our prosperity is slipping. And we are overextended overseas. You can't have a prosperous economy at home when you're spending all the money overseas. You can't even have a strong national defense if you're spending all this money overseas in wars that we're not winning. So if we want a prosperous economy here, we have to change these policies. And we can't be bailing out farmers and subsidizing ethanol. This is just the wrong way to go. The taxpayers pay for the subsidies, and then they pay for higher prices when they buy the gasoline or buy the food. It never works.
Governor?
Time.
The right to unionize should be a basic right of any group. You should be able to organize. You should have no privileges, no special benefits legislated to benefit the unions. But you should never deny any working group to organize and negotiate for the best set of standards of working conditions.
Governor?
Promise to support the nominee of the Republican Party next year.
Not right now, I don't. Not unless they're willing to end the war and bring our troops home, and not unless they're willing to look at the excessive spending. No, I'm not going to support them if they continue down the path which has taken our party down the tubes. I mean, we've lost credibility because of all our spending, because we have violated the civil liberties of all the American people, and we have adopted the Democrats' foreign policy. Why don't we run on George Bush's foreign policy of a humble foreign policy and no nation building,
okay. And
don't police the world, then I'll support
Let me try that by a couple of
You can
minutes.
Watch the full clip up on PrisonPlanet.com. We've got links to it, the excerpts. But the bigger issue here is that USA Today did a national poll of who Republicans hate the most. And guess who it is? It's Ron Paul. Ron Paul. They hate Ron Paul. You see, party hacks, Republican Party members. They love gun control. They love open borders. They love tripling the size of the government and the BATF. They love the New World Order. I mean, you go to local Republican meetings, it's these fake party hacks with the big hair and the makeup and strutting around in suits, and they'll snicker and giggle, and you'll find out they're all Democratic Party operatives. It's a big joke how they've destroyed this country. And they snicker and they laugh and they grovel whenever Republicans show up. I've been to Ron Paul meetings, too. They're even trying to infiltrate that. And they're just these fake little pathetic posers. And they're everywhere. All right, shifting gears, I want to spend a few minutes on the economy. And Ted Anderson has been watching this for 20-plus years. He's been a gold and metals trader for 20-plus years. He's had, what, Midas Resources for more than 10 years. And I thought I'd get Ted on here to give his view on this. But it's not – the whole world's talking like Ted now. I mean, it's not just Ron Paul and Ted and others. I mean, the they're talking about next year the dollar even going down more, and it's still sliding right now. Ted, where is all this going?
Well, you know, Alex, when you asked me to come up, I just thought I'd go into Google and type in the dollar falling dollar. And I just, story after story, I mean, BBC has a big one out here that's talking about in the year 2006, the trade deficit expanded past $800 billion, 7% you know, higher than it was before, faster than the U.S. economy is growing. The deficit is going out of handle because of this war that we're in Iraq. It's just killing the dollar. I mean, literally killing. Everybody's seeing that happening right now. Alan Greenspan is out there spouting off again. Reuters has a story on him. The credit crunch is going to take a toll on the economy is the headline. I mean, this is about...
Now, notice, they're all piling on saying bad things about the economy, trying to drive it down so they can consolidate.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. It's a push for the Amero. If we've now lost the purchasing power, our dollar became less valuable than the Canadian. I mean, if it drops below the Mexican peso, then we're going to think it's a good idea to join forces with these two.
Yeah, yuppies don't even know what that means, though. They just know how to act cool. Ted, I mean, we are in a red level crisis here, and there are ways. People could have listened in 2000 and got gold at $320 an ounce. You've got gold, again, at the price a couple weeks ago. You've got precious coins with collector value at the price I'm hearing other people sell bullion. These are gorgeous coins. You've got British quarter-ounce sovereigns, and you've got something special. You did get a bunch of silver dollars in. I just got some from you Friday. Folks, silver has not made the big move versus the drop of the dollar yet. It will. You can be assured of that. So you can still get a steal on silver. Ted, tell them about those deals.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about the silver dollars first. First of all, the above-ground silver supply is just about exempt or gone because the silver mines had to close down when silver prices were low. They don't have them all up and operational yet to replenish the supply, and it's an industrial metal and an economic metal. So obviously, I mean, here in the United States, people have been using silver dollars as money going all the way back to the 1700s. It's a very good thing to have in your portfolio, and people recognize them. They are trading for $360 per roll of 20. The good reason for those two, Alex, is that, you know, you don't have to be a rich man to own these things. They're about $18 a piece. People are paying that down at Baker Square for a dinner. You know, you simply better start preparing yourself, and one of the ways to do it is that. That's a good way to get involved with a small amount of money, even if you want to do a whole bunch of them, that's a good idea. The other thing we're talking about is the British Sovereign coin. It's a quarter-ounce gold coin. You just can't go wrong with it. It's $206. It's a nationally recognized coin. It's recognized around the entire planet. If you have this coin in your hand, and I can drop you anywhere in the world, that coin will buy you the things that you need to have any time in the future you need to have it.
Yeah, so, folks, gold isn't going up. The dollar's going down. Oil isn't going up. The dollar is going down. It isn't that they're deporting the illegals. They haven't. I mean, can you believe they're on the news saying food is up because the illegals aren't here? I mean, that is ridiculous. Folks, the actual government numbers admit it is the plunging dollar. But that's how they spin everything. They create the crisis and offer a fake solution. 30 million illegals isn't enough to pick the strawberries. You can call Ted, call his brokers, and you can get a great deal on gold. They have this in hand. A lot of places are sold out right now. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. What you're saying is right, Alex. It's getting very difficult to hold supply right now.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Now, tell them Alex Jones sent you. They got a lot of other coins that cost more and stuff you can, you know, I mean, coin of this, a coin of that. Whatever, but they've got these in bulk, these silver dollars in rolls, great deal, 100 and something years old. They've got these British sovereigns. They've got collector value on them when they're near melt. You can't beat that. 800-686-2237. or go to prisonplanet.com, and we got links to Ted's website right there where you can find similar deals. Just tell them Alex Jones sent you, 800-686-2237. Thank you for coming on, Ted. We're going to come back and talk about some other really important issues on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I still hear establishment worshippers snickering and snorting about gold. So funny to them. And they just are enamored with the stock market. It's at 14,000. Oh my gosh, it's heaven. And the stock market at 2,000 levels is it really 6,720? At dollar value versus the year 2000 versus the euro, it is at 6,000. Let me explain that. If you took the amount of inflation of our currency and then you removed that and the dollar was worth what it was in early 2000, the stock market with that dollar that you had in 2000, you would be able to buy up the whole stock market at 6,720 points. It's real simple. But, I mean, I talked to the mainline folks, like they've been pre-programmed to not be able to understand it. If the dollar isn't worth as much, oil, food, housing, gold, stocks are going to cost more. So the reason the stock market is at 14,000 is because the dollar is lost 62% of its value. The stock market then is really at 6,720 points. Now, I know most of my audience, literally, and I mean this, is smarter than I am. I call you, I get emails from you. I know you're intelligent. I'm sorry you have to hear me talk like that, like I'm talking to a baby. But there are people driving around right now in Lexuses, or they're driving around in police cars, and they just don't, all they know how to say is, we must kill Al-Qaeda. They just literally repeat it over and over again. They don't know Al-Qaeda's admitted CIA created. I got stacks of news today where the Turkish government, our ally, they let us put nukes in Turkey before, well, you know, with the Russians, are saying our government's funding terror groups inside Turkey to try to overthrow the government. I mean, and of course, it's Wahhabist terrorists as usual. I mean, that's the Saudi Arabian variety. They work for the globalists. The British set them up. Of course they do. This is history, and I just can't even communicate with you. I don't understand why you're so dumb. I know you're not dumb. You know how to, go act cool at the country club, make money as a broker, whatever you do, but you don't know about basic, you willfully don't want to know. And if you just wake up, the globalists would get scared off and back off what they're doing. But instead, you're taking the bait. Yeah, all you people wanted the illegals out. That's why food prices are up. And they swagger around with a very official look in their eyes. Or they talk about, look at the stock market, look at that beauty. Yeah, but the market's up. What can't you understand? What is your major malfunction? What is your problem? What is wrong with you? I mean, seriously, I've been on airplanes, I've been at gun shops, I've been at the gym, and had arguments with good old boys. I'll say, I see you walking in, you got an NRA sticker. Did you know the NRA actually helped push the gun control in this country? Whatever, you're nuts. What are you joking, man? What are you, some kind of liberal making a joke? And I'm like, no, really, I know I'm not saying you're bad. They fooled you. Now I have a duty. I talk to people with NRA stickers. My wife gets mad. I don't do it anymore with her in the car, but I'll roll the window down and go, hey, buddy, do you know you ought to join Gun Owners or JPFO? That's not a real, and they'll just, whatever, man. Why don't you want to save our precious Second Amendment? Prove me a liar. Go research what Larry Pratt just told you in the last hour. I mean, if we could wake you up, we could blame the Federal Reserve for what's happening. They would have to back off, as Ron Paul has said. We're not going to, though. And let me tell you, when we're in a hardcore depression, you'll realize why I've been so upset. Just remember that. You may figure it out, but you'll hear what the talking heads say is causing it then, and you'll just parrot that at me. Because you think if you parrot what somebody said off television, you're real smart. And I'm telling you, you're not. You're smart at fooling yourself, and that's about it. You're smart at not living in the real world. I just don't understand why you like being played, like being conned. I just can't get over it. I hate being played. I hate not knowing how stuff works. I hate being conned. I hate losing. I hate having a bunch of foreign bankers ruin my country and overrun us with a bunch of America-hating foreigners. You think it's cute. Or even if you know about it, you'll tell me, yeah, but I like George W. George W. doesn't run anything. He doesn't run anything but his gay whores. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Well, Professor Boyle is a PhD in political science from Harvard University. He's literally written international weapons treaties, head lawyer for major governments, Amnesty International, on and on and on. And he's written a book, it's excellent, about bringing down the New World Order. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. I wanted to get him on about the war with Iran, what's happening in Israel, the news coming out that Bush signed a secret order ordering the torture. That really completes the circuit now, total proof. We already had his White House counsels writing up the famous torture memos. So I want to get his take on that here in just a moment. Before we go to our guest, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct. In these uncertain times, with talk of massive recession, depression, talks of World War III, whatever, I've got storable food. And this isn't because I live in fear. It's because I don't want to live in fear. I want to be confident that if there is some massive breakdown or a hurricane or earthquake or whatever, I've got a couple years' supply of food, and I bought it from the J. Michael Stevens Group. About 8 years ago, I got some. And then I got some again earlier this year, and they are a sponsor of this broadcast. The website is eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. the UN, our own government, talk about using food as a weapon. Bush has talked about using it. The John Warren Defense Authorization Act talks about martial law. I don't know if they're going to pull it, but the point is you need to be prepared. Regardless, you can take the dollar being radically devalued, and if it totally plunges, you'll have food. And you would have cashed in some of those dollars to get very inexpensive, high-quality, storable foods. Again, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You can't miss their big banners on the top of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Now, his bio is so lengthy, his accomplishments so amazing, his courage so, the gravitas of it is amazing, and we really appreciate him coming on the show. Last interview he did here got picked up by some magazines and newspapers, one of the largest in the country. But Francis Boyle joins us again. He's busy with classes today, so we don't have him long. But I appreciate you coming on with us, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Alex. My best to your listening audience.
So much is happening in the world, sir. With your expertise in international law and in torture and tyranny, in studying that and fighting it your whole life, can you give us the big view of where the world stands right now and then where the U.S. stands in that world? And then your response on this amazing revelation in the New York Times last week that what we already knew from the White House memos, but here it is confirmed, that Bush ordered all this.
Well, in answer to your first question, I think the major problem now is what seems to be some type of military attack on Iran. It looks the ABC News reported that Bush has signed one of these covert action findings against Iran, and the reports seem to indicate that they're going to attack Iran. I still think we have some time to head that off. I think we have to do everything humanly possible to stop it. It could get completely out of control, and that whole area over there in the Persian Gulf could simply blow up. And two, undoubtedly, Bush will then use that as an excuse to further his police state tactics here in the United States.
Exactly. That's the plan.
Martial law.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say it again.
If not, at some point, culminating in martial law. If, for example, if there is hostilities between the United States and Iran initiated by the Bush administration, let's suppose Iran responds with one of those silkworm missiles against a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Gulf and takes it out, or a destroyer. Bush would ask for a formal declaration of war from Congress, which he would probably get. And at that point, he would be, quote, a constitutional dictator, unquote. There's an entire title of the United States Code that gives the president dictatorial powers in time of a formally declared war.
And he has methodically been exercising and preparing and funding the implementation of that, has he not, Doctor?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, after it's already been reported, after September 11, 2001, he tried to get a formal declaration of war, and Congress refused to give it to him, and so they gave him a limited authorization to use military force under the War Powers Resolution. It's also clear in the first draft of the USA Patriot Act, that it was sitting on Ashcroft's desk before September 11th, they had already had a provision in there to suspend the writ of habeas corpus, which is all that separates us from a police state. Namely, if you're detained, your lawyer can appear in court and demand that you be produced live in court to justify the detention and the conditions of detention, for example, such that you're being tortured or something like that. So it's very clear that even before September 11, with that draft of the Patriot Act ready to go, they were contemplating setting up a police state, sure. And if there is a formal declaration of war against Iran, that'll be all they need.
Well, Professor Boyle, being in and out of the government at the highest level, watching all this, being an expert, I mean, I'm no expert, but as a layman, I've studied this in great detail, and I've never seen such preparation for martial law. I've never seen such public PR. We later learned that illegally Tommy Franks had been on secret payroll, part of the fake reporters. I called it out when I saw it. He would give the same speech on Fox, CNN, and magazines. Now, I'm not partisan, and I'm not a Republican or Democrat, but it's going to be real sad, but it's what people want, and it will keep us safe. after the next attack, we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. So, I mean, we see, and then now the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says the president against insurrection and the American people. And even if Iran doesn't blow up some aircraft carriers with some cruise missiles, the globalists, the neocons made, I mean, did you see that letter a week and a half ago by former Senator Gary Hart, the big CFR muckety-muck, where he told Iran, hey, we staged, in no uncertain terms, he said, look, we've staged events before. Don't think the American people won't support an attack on you. Because the historical question is, does the U.S. government engage in provocations? Did you see that letter?
I'm sorry, I didn't, but it's true they have all along, of course.
Why would Hart come out and say that?
Tonkin.
I'm sorry.
Well, Brzezinski said the same thing, that, where you have these insiders like Brzezinski and Hart saying it's coming, and I think it clearly is, right? And the neocons could not care less about democracy, as I said before. I was trained to be a neocon with all these people up there at the University of Chicago. Wolfowitz was there, Khalidzad, Chalabi, Shulsky, all of them. And we have to understand that the founder of the neocons, Leo Strauss, his mentor in Germany and his teacher and his sponsor was Carl Schmitt, Professor Carl Schmitt, who went on to become the most notorious Nazi law professor of that benighted era and justified in legal terms every hideous atrocity Hitler and the Nazis inflicted on everyone, including the Jews, preventive warfare, etc. So all these neocons have been schooled there at the University of Chicago, as I was, Schmitt and Machiavelli and Nietzsche and Hobbes. This is thoroughly anti-democratic training.
This is beast man.
That's exactly the way all the neocons have been trained. I went through the exact same program. They were there with me. Strauss had just retired when I started there in 68, but I was trained to be a neocon by his foremost student, protege, co-author, and literary executor, Joseph Kropsky. And it still is a source for producing all these neocons.
Dr. Boyle, here's my question to you.
I do want to say, though, these people, having gone to school with them and been trained to be one of them, they are very smart, very well trained, and they are completely ruthless and unprincipled. And they are motivated by an ideology that is anti-American, and it's basically neo-Nazi. That's what we're dealing with.
Well, that Nazi theme keeps coming up. I mean, the main bagman for the person that bankrolled Hitler, Fritz Thiessen, was Prescott Bush, and then he got left as the executor of those banks and monies after World War II. So this Nazi theme keeps popping up.
Well, of course, that's a historical matter, and I have that cited in one of my books. But I'm just telling you, being a product of the neocon system, that they are neo-Nazis. They've been trained to think like neo-Nazis. And you don't have to take my word for it. There is a Canadian professor of political philosophy, Shadia Drury, D-R-U-R-Y, and she's written two books on these people, The Political Ideas of Leo Strauss and Leo Strauss and the American Right. And to the best of my knowledge, Professor Drury had no contact with the University of Chicago. Well, I was trained to be one of these people. I was at the top of my class there, and I agree fully with everything Professor Drury says.
All right, let me just stop you there. What does it mean? What does it mean to you, Doctor, working with these people at the highest levels? What does it mean studying this to have Zbigniew Brzezinski telling the Senate committee, hey, the government may stage a provocation, a terror attack, to blame it on Iran? What does it mean when Gary Hart writes a letter saying, we stage events, Iran, don't think they won't stage one to attack you? I mean, he just said it. Are they doing that to terrorize Iran, or is Zbigniew Brzezinski, who we know is a very corrupt cookie, and Gary Hart, who's been pushing the whole, he supported the whole Homeland Security plan, wrote it up, are they now jumping ship?
Well, Well, I think, you know, now Brzezinski, I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced both Brzezinski and Kissinger. They gave me Kissinger's old office there at the Center for International Affairs. I do not believe Brzezinski would qualify as a neocon. He is a traditional realpolitiker. But I think Brzezinski is certainly sending a warning to anyone who will listen to him that based upon his knowledge of these people and the way they operate, that some type of provocation is on the pike. It's coming. So I interpreted the statement he made as a warning by an insider that this is coming.
As what about Harvard?
I don't know him personally, but again, as you know, he ran for the president. He was a senator tied into CFR, and that's the way he sees it, too. So I think we... You know, we have to pay attention. And yeah, as you pointed out, Tommy Frank said, yeah, one more terrorist attack, and we're going to shut the Constitution down. It's already been reported that if there is another terrorist attack, Cheney's going to blame it on Iran. And, you know, I'm sure they will institute martial law, if not the whole country, certainly selectively. As you, again, correctly pointed out, they've amended the Posse Comitatus Act out of existence. They've amended the Insurrection Act, permitting the president to call out the National Guard for any reason at all. The Protect America Act in August, where basically amended the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act out of existence. The Levy guidelines in the Department of Justice to prevent the Watergate abuses, those were all ended by Ashcroft. So even the Department of Justice, we're now back in the days of COINTELPRO. And this new Attorney General nominee, Mukasey, he's a neocon.
And he also covered up government involvement in the first World Trade Center bombing.
I'm not familiar with that role, but I do know he was the judge who accepted President Bush's unilateral and unconstitutional determination that a United States citizen named Jose Padilla was an enemy combatant and transferred a U.S. citizen to a U.S. military brig where he was held for 3 years and tortured.
Now,
and
Doctor,
that's the type of nominee we have for the Attorney General, and we also have one at Homeland Security. Chertoff is a neocon as well.
Now, Doctor, that brings me up to my next point. Obviously you know about the secret order for the torture by Bush. That completes the circuit, and you know they're putting people in prison for following the orders, but then Bush claimed he wasn't involved in torture after they had first advertised it and said it was good. So what does that mean in all of this? And then is there any way to stop them from starting World War III and going around and arresting everybody and setting up the Third Reich, the Fourth Reich?
Well, clearly, President Bush is the top of the chain of command. He gave the orders, and he's fully accountable for all these criminal practices, including torture, which violates the Convention Against Torture, a federal statute making torture a crime.
But now he can't say that he didn't know.
Well, of course, he knew all along. I mean, he was...
Yeah, we knew that. We knew that from the memos, right. Obviously, but now we have him.
Right. But the point is, what can we do now? Well, you know, we still have our First Amendment rights. These neocons have basically shredded the rest of the Bill of Rights. We can protest, demonstrate, sit-in, peaceful, nonviolent sit-ins. Cindy Sheehan and others sat in there, Congressman Conyers, demanding impeachment. We have to do that. Also, we have to run candidates against incumbents that will not support impeachment of Bush and Cheney immediately to stop this.
Well, that was my next point, is that the Democrats are more neoconish in many cases than the Republicans, so how do we deal with that, in your opinion? And B, what do we do if they go ahead and stage a new attack or launch a new war and try to have martial law?
Well, I'm thinking of that myself. As I think I told you, I'm on the U.S. government's terrorist watch list. Back in the summer of 2004, an agent from the FBI and an agent from the CIA-FBI Joint Terrorist Task Force showed up in my office, proceeded to interrogate me for 1 hour, and repeatedly asked me to become an informant on my Arab and Muslim clients, which would have violated their constitutional rights and my ethical obligations as an attorney. I refused to do it. So they put me on all the government's terrorist watch list, and as far as my lawyer can figure out, there are five or six of them, and I'm on all of them. So I take it, I will be one of the first taken out when, this war starts.
Have you heard about the ambassador who went to an anti-war deal, so now she can't fly into Canada?
Right, I'm on those lists.
I mean, this is Nazi Germany. That's what they do now.
Well, I'm just telling your listening audience, look, whether you like us lawyers or not, but the bottom line is there are a lot of lawyers trying to fight to stop this. And, we lawyers are sort of the canary birds in the mine shafts of democracy. When the air goes foul, the canary birds die, warning the miners that it's time to get out of the mine. Well, they're going after lawyers. They went after Mr. Mayfield there in Oregon. They went after Lynn Stewart out in New York. They tried to go after Ramsey Clark, the former attorney general. They've come after me. Under these circumstances, I think people have to decide in accordance with their own conscience what they're going to do.
But I mean, even with Hitler, his own people started fighting him. I mean, it's got to stall. 80% of people disagree with him now. Do you think they're going too far? I mean, do you think they're going to fail?
I don't know. Isn't that really up to you and me and your listening audience, Alex?
Yeah, I'm trying as hard as I can, Dr. Boyle. Stay there. Final segment with you on the other side. I mean, this is it, folks. This is the real deal. This is the flashpoint. This is the whole nine yards.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We'll
Riders of the Storm. Riders of the Storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a...
Final segment with Dr. Francis Boyle, Ph.D. Top level policy advisor, written international laws, advised governments, our government. The bio's too long. You can read it at Infowars.com. We'll go back to him and talk about some more solutions in the final equation here. But first, go to PrisonPlanet.com and go down on the right hand side to sponsors and click on the Interfood banner. And when you do, you get an automatic 10% off of the best green food out there, bar none. I take it every day, and I love it. You don't absorb much of what you take with vitamins, but when it's actual ground-up essence of the fruits and vegetables and herbs, you do. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-pack ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improve liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, on and on and on. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or Innerfood.com. Going back to Francis Boyle, you were just telling me during the break about you flew back into the country to Chicago, and there were armed guys waiting for you, and they take you into custody, and you get to get interrogated. And I said, well, do you speak up and tell them, hey, this is America? You just said, no, I've been all over the world. It's like a communist or fascist country. You just keep your mouth shut. I mean, to see us turn into this, these people are bullies, and if we don't speak up, they're going to win. There's no doubt things are going to be worse in the final equation if we don't speak up. And I hope everybody out there isn't intimidated by this. I hope you get outraged by it. Dr. Boyle, I mean, you've had to deal with this with courage, speaking out against them and having this happen. What do you say to folks about fighting tyranny?
Well, we're Americans, aren't we? We came from a background of launching a revolution against tyrants. I mean, it's in our blood. It's in our history. I don't think I have to give people a lecture here about what they have to do. I think the purpose of my appearing on the program today is agreeing with you and saying the hour is close at hand. If they attack Iran, they could set off World War III and then institute martial law and understand... As the neocons see it, they've been at war with the Arab and Muslim world, 58 states, and 1.5 billion people for quite some time. They would be happy to have a war with Iran that could degenerate all over the Middle East. The neocons, the clean break for Netanyahu by Pearl and the rest of them. They want to redraw the Middle East and break up all the states over there in a manner that would be better able to be controlled by the United States and Israel.
And they want to set up a political, and they want to set up a loyal commissariat, secret police state here in the U.S. So, I mean, bottom line then, that's what you're pointing out, is this is part of a chain. They're not failing in Iraq. They wanted to break it in three parts and sow sectarian violence. They want to spread it, don't they, sir?
That's correct. From the neocon perspective, Iraq is a great success. They've destroyed Iraq as a state. They've set off a civil war, and now there's ethnic cleansing. So it doesn't bother them that they have murdered 3,816 Americans, our mothers and our fathers, our brothers and our sisters and our sons and our daughters. And I use the word murder as a law professor. I've taught criminal law. Murder means the intentional killing of a human being with malice aforethought.
Sir, we're out of time. I want to get you up in the next few weeks for a full hour. Thank you for spending time with us. You're the author of three books, one of them, Destroying World Order. Thank you for coming on.
Sure. Thank you very much.
God bless. We'll see you back tomorrow. The show restarts right now at Infowars.com.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.